Blog Talk Radio.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 3. Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg area, December 28, 2018. And it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great this afternoon. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here, Chatting from the Word, pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was a song who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to talk with you or to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be on again and to bring you a portion of God's Word and some songs so that we may lift up your spirit and to encourage you to continue on living for the Lord in a world that really do not respect things that are of God and do not respect God as he wants to be respected. It is just a good thing to encourage one another to live for Christ and to keep on living this journey, because times are going to get tough and it's going to stay tough. But it's just a good thing that we can encourage one another to continue on living for the Lord, or to live our best, or to give our best for the Lord. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? The Bible teaches us that we should be uplifting each other. In Hebrews, I believe in 9, Hebrews 10 teaches us that we should encourage one another until we see the day approaching. We should encourage one another, I think, in the body of Christ. And if I'm wrong, let me know. We missed the mark of encouraging one another to live for the Lord or give our best for the Lord. We, even much in the body of Christ, we that have named the name of Christ, we may encourage each other to do things that's not even of God. And I think at times, excuse me, it makes it hard for us that are truly trying to put our best foot forward for the Lord. And at times, the only encouragement we may get is when we go to Wednesday night Bible classes or Sunday morning worship or Sunday night worship. But it shouldn't be like that, because the church just does not stop at the four walls of a building. The church is you. The church is out here. The church is the word. The church is you. All right? And we need to encourage one another, and then not just encourage each other. We need to show others the way to Christ Jesus, not by the things that we say, but the life that we live. Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. We should be the light. We should show others the light, which is Jesus Christ. So, my friend, let us continue to be the light. And for you all who have not been the light, that is one of the New Year's resolutions you should make. We were talking about that on yesterday, how many of us always at the end of the old year to ring in the new year, we always make it New Year's resolution. Now, to believe the best resolution that one can make is to live for the Lord. All right? This is the last Friday of 2018, the last Friday of December 2018. Many may say time is passing quickly, and I'm one of them that says it, because time is truly passing, my friend, quickly. And I can remember a time when I was 50 years old. I'm laughing because to some people, I know that that's young, that's old. But that's young to realize, because I'm in my mid-60s. And I look at my life that when I was 50, it seemed like yesterday. It seems to you all that's out there that's my age. You kind of know where Brother Oscar is coming from. So, you know, I'm ready. If the Lord bless me to see 2019, I'm ready for it. Sure, as ready as I can be for 2019. And as I was saying yesterday, when it comes to New Year's resolution, I'm trying to live for the Lord every day that I can get, you know, because the Lord, when he woke us up this morning, blessed us to see this day, has given all of us a second chance for him and to make it right with him. And we take the opportunity to do that. Many of us now look at each day living as an opportunity to live for God, but it is an opportunity to live for the Lord. All right? Before we go to our time in prayer, we want to play another song for you. A cappella, Rich, It Is Well With My Soul. It Is Well With My Soul. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you all enjoyed that. It is well with my soul, and we hope that it is well with your soul on this afternoon hour. You know, I believe I made this announcement yesterday or the day before. Since Monday is New Year's Eve and Tuesday is New Year's Day, again, we're going to be taking off Monday and Tuesday and coming back on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as we did this week. And then we will be broadcasting our shows them 2 days. So you're welcome to listen to our cast share on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can see the show on YouTube that we made not this past Monday, but Monday before last. And that's how that's working, okay? And we want you to catch our podcast and our show. And, of course, if you want to listen to Brother Oscar live on this show here, the number is 657-383-0883. Or if you have something that you want to get off your chest, or if you have any disagreement on things Brother Oscar have discussed or talked about or chat about, you can call this number. There's no need for one to say, well, I don't like what Brother Oscar is saying, just don't listen to the show anymore, just don't watch the show. Because I believe what here to help each other to make it to heaven. I don't know how you feel about that, but we are our brother's keeper, and we should help each other to live the best life we can in Jesus Christ. So the number here is 657-383-0883. All right, if you want prayer, it's prayer time. If you want prayer, you can call. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, you can call in now, and we will pray for that request. Or if you do not want us to pray for that request on the air, you can write it in the comment section of the show, and I will look at it and pray for that request. All right? You have time to call in. We give you some time to call in your request. All right. Since there's no request for prayer, it was David who said in Psalms 121:1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the cold, and we thank you for the snow. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day in which we have never witnessed before. We thank you so much, Father, for that. We thank you for all the benefits of that come with being alive and in this day that you made. For the psalmist said, this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice, be glad in it. So, Father, help us to be glad in it. Help us to praise you. Help us to live for you, Father. Help us to show to others in us that they may be led to you and to ask what must do to be saved. And Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray that they listen with attentive ears and they may be lifted up this afternoon to live for you and to dedicate your life for you and for others to come to you in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we pray for the young people today, knowing the world today in which we live, and it's not easy, Father, at all, to live in a world that topsy-turvy, that live in the world do not respect you, that live in the world that really don't know, don't want to get to know you. So, Father, we pray for our young people that they may always keep their hands in your hand, and they may always live for you and show other young people how to live for you in this world. And, Father, we come in for our program, Chatting from the Word, Father. We pray that you help us to keep it on the air, Father. We pray that you will help others to join us in chatting from the Word and help others to know you and to know Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray for the message that we have on our hearts today. We pray that it might hit the hearts out there, may be soft to the message, and they may truly hear and come to Christ, and others may live for more for you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. But I always say I'm glad that you had joined me in that prayer, and we hope that we have said something not prayer to uplift you. We hope that we have said something not prayer that may help you to overcome some difficulties you may have in your life, to overcome some problems that you are facing. Because as we just said, we recognize that this life is not an easy life to live or to walk through. That we all need as much help as possible. We got our Christians to live more for the Lord. So I'm hope and pray that be your desire to live more for Him today and to show the world Jesus in you. All right, so I was discussing yesterday, if anyone out there have a birthdays that you want to Brother Oscar to announce on the air, we don't mind doing that. We will announce your birthday. We sometimes like to announce how old they are, but that's fine. That's fine. If you want us to announce your birthday on the air, we're welcome to do that. And if you have any announcements that you want Brother Oscar to make on the air, Brother Oscar would do that and just let him know. As I said, you can always contact me during the show here. And the number is 657-383-0883. Or you can, I'm always on Facebook. You can contact me, inbox me on Facebook. I'm always there. And I'm always checking my messages. I'm always broadcasting the program to Facebook. I'm talking about Facebook. Facebook, so I'm always there, and you can always talk with me there, or you can always email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com, and if you don't want to email me or the other, we have a web page, Oscar York Publishing, and you can drop a line or two there, but why? Yeah, we have a bookstore online in Oscar York Publishing. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and I've authored Bridges of Friendships, also which sells for $21.50. We hope that you visit our bookstore, visit our webpage, and order you a book. If you want both books together are $43. Now, if you are the one that's complaining about not having no money to buy my books, we have a payment plan. You see how easy Brother Oscar is making it for you to buy some books from Oscar Publishing? When you go into the check out area, it is, we have where you can pay on a payment plan. So you know what? You'll have no excuse for not ordering a book from Oscar York Publishing. So check me out. Please check me out. Brother Oscar got to eat like everybody else. I see many of you dressing nicely, eating good food, driving a nice car, living in a nice home. Brother Oscar wants the same. There's nothing wrong with those things. But help your brother out. If you love Brother York, you would do that. Because Brother Oscar loves you. He truly do. And he cares for each and every one of you. All right? As I said, we are not going to come on Monday and Tuesday, but we will be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You can hear us again on the air, and we will again be coming on YouTube, not this Monday, Monday after next, and we are still talking about going back to the basics. It had been a good lesson for those who are able to catch the lesson. I want to encourage you to go to YouTube, pull up that show, and watch it. You can see your brother here live in living color. I love saying that. You can see your brother here live and in living color. So do that. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to the station there and watch the show. You may learn something. And again, as I said, if I'm wrong by some things that I have said, you can always talk with your brother here about the things that he have been discussing, because the only thing Brother Oscar is trying to do is to help others to come to Christ and to help you, if you are in the body of Christ, to live the best life that you can for the Lord. Okay, we want to come and play another selection for you. Let me see here. We want to play another selection for you, but I'm trying to get it together because I wrote it down, and I believe I have it, but it is wrong for you, Brother Oscar. Okay, and here it is.
Come on, let's make this thing personal, man.
hope you enjoyed that. That was Committed Acapella Chorus, I'm Glad to Know You, written by John Edmondson. We hope that you enjoyed that selection. We hope that you enjoyed that selection. And, you know, I'm glad I know him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I know Jesus this afternoon. Because Jesus is the one, my friend, that died on the cross for you and I so that we all can have salvation. Jesus brought salvation down so we that are alive can be saved in him and only in him. And we're going to discuss that today because many do not believe that today because of what they are teaching. And Christ is the only, in his body is the only avenue that we have to go to heaven. It's to be in the body of Christ. And if you're not in the body of Christ, you can't go to heaven. Going back to the time when Noah built the ark, and everyone that was in that one ark was saved. All right? And if you was outside of that one ark, you were lost. You were drowned. When the water raised up, you were drowned in the water. Because when the water raised up, it raised up, get on to safety. And that's what the church is today. It's only one church, only one way of getting to the church, and that is through Jesus Christ and him crucified. We hope that all of you know that. I don't know. Mention this, but I don't want to forget this. We're looking for donations. We're looking for sponsorship to sponsor Chatting from the Word. I've said many times, Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man. He tried his best. And we want to keep it on the air. So if you can donate, if you can sponsor us here on Chatting from the Word, we hope that you contact me. I have a PayPal account if you want to that to give us a donation monthly. If you want to give a one-time donation, that is also fine. Do that. Help Brother Oscar keep Chatting from the Word on the air to encourage those to live for him and to help others who don't know him to get to know him. All right? The lesson for the day would be on something we mentioned on yesterday, because I felt like something was left out and something else needs to be said on the subject, knowing the Spirit of God. And we entitled this Knowing the Spirit of God, Part 3. And we are coming from 1 John 4:1-6. And for you all who need to go get your Bible, go get your Bible. We're going to give you some time to go get the Bible so that we can read together, because that's what Brother Oscar believes. I believe if we're going to encourage one another, if we're going to teach one another, we need to read the same Bible and get the same message from the same one Bible. So go get your Bibles, okay? We're not going to be long. I don't know if I'm going to take up all the time that has been allotted to me today or not, but we want to finish this up and get you started for the New Year's off right. We know you want to start New Year's off right. Brother Oscar wants to start the New Year's off right also. So we hope that that is your desire too, to start the New Year's off right, and that being right with Jesus Christ. Am I right about it? Wrong, let me know. Let me know it, Brother Oscar. Wrong, let him know. But I know if you like me, you want to start the right foot off right in 2019 with the Lord on your side. All right? So here we go. If you all who had to get your Bibles, we hope that you secure your copy of God's Word. And we're going to be reading from 1 John 4:1 again, and we want to read again from verse 1. Here John the beloved apostle writes, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we that the Spirit, know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Know the Spirit of God. As we said on yesterday, it is so many false teachings out there in the world today. To do is to turn on your television set, turn on your TV, I mean your radio, turn on the internet, and you can hear false teachings. I don't know about you, my friend, this afternoon, but the most important thing in my life is when God called me on home, and I guarantee you one day I'm going home. One day I'm going to close my eyes in death, and you are too. I want to go to heaven and to be with my Lord for all eternity. About you, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? And if you want to go to hell, just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't worry about what Brother York is teaching. Don't worry about being the body of Christ. Don't worry about getting it right. Continue on listening to your false teachers. That's your goal. If hell is your goal, keep on doing it. But if heaven be your goal, and if you know you listen to false teachings, you know what you're in is not according to scriptures, you need to make the change and make it today. You didn't hear Brother Oscar. If you are in a teaching that's not in the Word of God, you need to make that change and do it today. Because God has not promised us tomorrow. We only know that we're here today and we're here yesterday. But tomorrow not even was promised yet. So while you got a chance to make it right today, you need to do it. You need to start believing in God and know the Spirit of God. And as we said, and as John is saying here, too, my friend, in verse 2, he said, "Hereby know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Many teachers today might say, "Well, I'm confessing Jesus." But what John is talking about, he's talking about confessing Jesus as Jesus wants to be confessed. Jesus in his word tells us specifically how he wants to be worshipped, how he wants to be praised, and how he wants to be honored and adored. And for us to do it any other way besides what he has said, we are in trouble, my friend. And here, John says, "And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ," in other words, that do not come with that message, do not come with that message as Christ had and his apostles teach us. Listen, come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of, what you say, job of Antichrist. Whereof you heard that it should come, even now already it's in the world. We discussed that on yesterday, didn't we? How the Antichrist is here today. And the reason why some have not recognized the Antichrist because they are accepting everything and anything and calling it religion, calling it salvation, calling it the body of Christ. If it's not according to God's word, it is not the body of Christ or the church of Christ. Let me signify that. All right? If whatever you in religiously is not going by God's word, following the apostles' teachings, it is not body of the church of Christ. It is the Antichrist. And your brother Oscar here do not mind saying it. Oh, yes. I'm going to have many may say to brother Oscar, I don't want to listen to you anymore because you're not teaching what I thought you would be teaching. You teaching that I am Antichrist because I don't believe in Christ in of the scriptures. And if you don't believe the scriptures, does Christ want you to believe as the apostles have set forth? If you don't believe that or following that teaching, you are in a teaching of the Antichrist. And here Paul John said it was in his time also. See how quickly the Antichrist hit when the church was coming on the scene. Satan tried to stop it. You understand what I'm saying? But don't let Satan try to stop you from being in the body of Christ today. Get in that body. Do not hesitate to believe in Christ. It's so many things that is happening in the world today for us not to be in the ark of safety. It is so many things that's happening in the world today for us not to want to be close with Jesus Christ. You're gone today. You're here today and gone tomorrow. All you need to do is look at the news and you see even much young people dying today. The second baby just died over there trying to cross the border. My friend, life is unsure. Life is unsure, but death is sure. I know you want to make sure once you close your eyes in death that you want to go home and be with the Lord through all eternity. The only way you can do that is to get into the body of Christ. You must hear the word. You must believe what you heard. Confess Jesus. You must repent. You must confess Jesus. And you must be baptized in the water grave of baptism, which connect you to the blood of Christ. Because without the blood, there is no salvation. And that places you in the body of the church of Christ. Many may ask, well, Brother Oscar, can I be taught in this church without really going by God's word and be done and do them steps that you just said? I believe this, and if I'm wrong, brothers, help me out here. I believe one must be taught right, believe right, obey right, and be saved right. And to me, that makes a world of sense. So if you have a desire to be saved today, get in contact with your local body of Christ. He just wanted to start you off the year right. That's all. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, let be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for the listeners that listen today, Father, that you help them have a good new year and be your will. And that those that are not in your body get there as quickly as possible. In Jesus' name, we would pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from the word of God. Goodbye. We hope that all have a good day. Yeah.